Welcome to the Do Good to Lead Well podcast. If you're passionate about mastering self-leadership, then you're in the right place. I have always been curious about and fascinated by the pursuit of leadership excellence. This is why I pursued my PhD in psychology with a specialization in business, and I've continued to dedicate my career to understanding the science and practice of positive leadership. My name is Craig Dowden. I'm a best-selling author, award-winning keynote speaker, executive coach, and member of the Forbes Coaches Council. Each week, I'll bring you world-class content on the science and practice of positive leadership. Through my conversations with best-selling authors, TED speakers, and top CEOs, you'll be able to leverage their insights and experience so you can maximize your potential and be the leader the world needs you to be. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another solo episode of the Do Good to Lead Well podcast. My name is Craig Dowden, the host of the podcast. And for regular listeners, this is an ongoing segment where each month I summarize the key conversations and experiences I've had all under the umbrella of positive leadership. And I have to say, one of the things that I love and value most in the work that I do as an executive coach and keynote speaker is I have the profound privilege to participate in some pretty awesome events. And in mid-May, I had the privilege of attending the North American Business Summit, which is sponsored by the Business Council of Canada, as well as the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. And what this does is bring together top CEOs, business leaders from Canada, the U.S., and Mexico for a multi-day summit to talk about the issues that are most pressing to leaders, CEOs in North American businesses. And even though the backdrop of the meeting was the USMCA, formerly NAFTA agreement, trade agreement, what I loved about participating and attending each of these thought-provoking sessions is how many themes were similar across topics, guests, conversations I've had on this podcast. And so what I thought I would do today is to summarize those key learnings because they provide an invaluable roadmap in terms of how we can be most successful today and tomorrow. And the topics were far-ranging. We talked about cybersecurity. There was conversations around climate change, artificial intelligence and machine learning, supply chains, on and on and on. And across each of the extraordinary panels that were there, here are the key takeaways, the themes that really hit home with me. So number one is that it's essential to test our assumptions. This has been a long-standing best practice, if you will. And in today's extraordinarily fast-paced world, where things are moving so, so quickly, and information can be outdated almost overnight, it is mission critical to test our assumptions. So we may have schemas for how the world works, certain beliefs, certain hypotheses, if you will, in terms of how things are functioning, yet it's essential that we test them. We must test the hypotheses, be in a scientific frame of mind so that we can recognize how valid those assumptions are. Are they serving us properly? Do they need to be updated or thrown out entirely? So making sure that we test our assumptions, incredibly important. Related to that is the idea of continuous learning. We as human beings must update our primary operating system. We must be inspired to learn more, experience more, integrate more. Now, we can use various tools at our disposal, like artificial intelligence, to gather great data and insight. Yet, it's integral for us to be able to be open to continuous learning. As soon as we shut off the information valve and basically think we've made it, we've already lost. We're already so far behind, it is extremely difficult, if not impossible, to catch up. So recognizing that every single day, A core goal of mine, both personally and professionally, should be to expand my thinking and to learn more is incredibly important. Now, what's also interesting is that we have competing priorities. There's no other way around it. Our priorities can compete with one another and often do compete with one another. Now, if we use a much more simplified mindset, we look at good versus bad or right versus wrong, this is not going to be able to serve us. And what I found was really thought-provoking across various panel discussions with highly esteemed chief executives and thought leaders is that the more that we can look for the opportunities that are in balancing competing priorities, then the better we are served. So rather than being reactive, rather than being dismissive, rather than taking an immediate stance and eliminating all others, really underserves us and the organizations that we lead. So what we want to be able to do is say, so what opportunities exist in these competing priorities? How can we potentially bring them together, use a more and approach versus an either or approach? I can do this or that. A more compelling, a more inspiring, a more valuable mindset is how can I do this and that? Now, a critical subcomponent of this is to recognize that we may not have a perfect solution. And what in life is perfect? There is never a 100% perfect solution. And so by adopting this more expansive approach, looking at how we balance competing priorities, we can have the best quality decision in the circumstances that we're facing. A couple of final points, and we've had so many guests on that have amplified and highlighted the importance of listening. Listening was everywhere. We have to listen to ourselves. We have to pay attention to our own emotional, psychological, and physiological data, invaluable input to let us know how we're doing in every given circumstance. We also must listen to others. Even if it doesn't change our ultimate decision very much, or even at all, we must create the conditions to have more collaborative conversations. We must do the most that we possibly can to understand other people's circumstances. Because when we are faced with increasingly challenging and complex decisions, where there are going to be some potentially negative impacts for certain stakeholders, many stakeholders, we need to ensure that we are having open discussions and conversations so that we can come together and appreciate each other's perspectives, understand each other's dynamics, and then through that, the ultimate human connection, we can forge a path together so that we can continue working together so that we can be stronger together. And that was, in fact, the theme of the summit, Stronger Together. And the last thing I would share is the following, whereby, and it was wonderful to hear this message being echoed so frequently, is that doing good and leading well go together. They are not competing priorities. Different panelists literally said we can do good and perform well. And so often when I wrote my first book, Do Good to Lead Well, one of the primary reasons I wrote it was because that business leaders, executives that I was working with, they were questioning, well, if I'm doing good, are my results going to suffer? Or if all I'm about is driving results, do I have to take some shortcuts? Do I have to shortchange my people leadership and humanistic leadership? And what came out loud and clear throughout the day is that when business leaders and chief executives in particular start with the question, how can I do good? Business results follow. One of the panelists even said a critical reflection question that they encourage all of the business leaders in the room to ask themselves, and I'll paraphrase this, which is, what good do I provide to my community by doing the work that I do? So as an organization, how do we contribute positively to our surrounding community or communities? And again, this was something, and he recognized and stated that this was a more existential question, yet highlighted that this was absolutely vital, and he could not recommend companies asking themselves this question on an ongoing basis, and I couldn't agree more. Thank you again for your support of the Do Good to Lead Well podcast. I hope you are enjoying the solo episodes, and please feel free to reach out and give us your feedback. Thrilled that your ongoing support has led the podcast to be in the top 5% of podcasts globally. And once again, this could have never happened without your support and spreading the word. So please like this episode, like the podcast, share the podcast, provide your feedback so we can make this the most powerful and empowering community that we possibly can, which rallies around the science and practice of positive leadership. Thank you so much. Look forward to seeing you on a future episode. Bye for now. Thank you so much for joining me here today on Do Good to Lead Well. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please subscribe and leave a review. If you'd like to continue the conversation, you can follow me on Twitter at Craig Dowden or reach out via LinkedIn or email info@craigdowden.com. I look forward to meeting you here next week for another transformational episode.